do you collect Pops at all? The Funko Pop figurines.
I was like, I drink them. I don't save them.
Not those kind of Pops.
Not intentionally. I mean, kind of. For me, Pops are like ghetto versions of bobbleheads.
Sure.
Like, specifically, there is one specific Pop that I want. Other than that, I'm neutral about them.
Well, what Pop do you want?
But it's Pop is the only format where I can find myself a Baelish.
Oh,
Peter Baelish. Sure.
Yeah. I would love a Baelish bobblehead that, like, you know, looks like him and is, you know, cool and bobbly, but I've only ever seen it a Pop version.
Right. So the other day I was looking at Pops, right?
Right.
And they had a Penelope pit stop.
Dope.
And I'm like, I gotta get Penelope pit stop because, you know, it's Penelope.
Right.
And then I'm looking and they've got all these Willy Wonka ones. There's you know, a Mike TV, a Veruca Salt, you know, so on and so on down the list.
Right.
No Willy Wonka. I'm looking. I'm like, no Violet Beauregard. So I'm looking, no Willy Wonka, no Violet Beauregard. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go online and look and see if I can get these cheaper somewhere else. So I'm looking around. You know, they're all like $8, $9, right?
Right.
I find the Willy Wonka somewhere. Apparently he's more rare.
Sure.
Cheapest I could find him was $23.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to buy Willy Wonka and just have Willy Wonka because really, you know, he's the key to the whole thing.
Sure.
I go and I look at the Violet Beauregard. $84.
I figured. I was going to guess $99, but $84 is outrageous.
She was the Comic-Con exclusive.
Oh.
So you have to buy her, like, resale?
Yep.
Places?
Right, oh. And everybody knows that she was an exclusive toy.
Yeah, I can get all the rest of them at, like, Barnes & Noble for, like, $9 a piece.
Yep.
Except for... And I'm like, well, I'm just going to buy Willy Wonka, because if I can't get the whole set, I'll just get Willy. Because, you know, I don't want to have them all except for Violet.
Right. So just go Willy Wonka.
So
good choice.
I just went Willy Wonka, and he's hanging out with Penelope Pitstop right now, and I'm staring at them, which is what brought them to my head. But
which, again, you are a motherfucking conundrum.
Why?
What am I? Why am I? How come when I do it, you're trying to cut back on tchotchke, and whenever you talk to me, you're like, I bought new tchotchke!
That is a good point.
You are a...
that is true. Oh, I bought even more tchotchke, by the way, because I went and bought the newest Star Trek movie. Whatever it's called. I don't know. Star Trek?
Yep.
Star Trek, not the...
Beyond?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
And, you know, it was, you know, get the Blu-ray version, or for like $2 more, get the Blu-ray version with three miniature Enterprises. I'm like, well, I need three miniature Enterprises.
You son of...
Oh, I haven't even opened the box yet. This is laying over out on the futon.
All right. Let's start the show.
Going live now. We're going live. Oh, Hacksaw Jeff Duke is not going to listen.
It's okay. It's an odd show. It's a holiday show.
I'm ready.
We are go.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 66th? That's hard for me to say. And I say nay, the Mario Lemieux installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. If you don't know who that is, I hate you, and go back and learn something about hockey, kids. All right, greatest player of all time.
Hate people for not knowing hockey? Come on.
Greatest player of all time.
That's a true story.
All right, I'm the only one, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, Sneaky Bean 15, Ray, Ian, Puzzle Warriors. How is it?
The Alliance or us?
Sure.
I assume well, and I'm dynamite, thanks.
Okay.
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right, first things first, kids. The show's a day early. Why? Because it's turkey for me, and it's turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. No? All right.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Remember, I don't way too much of that.
I definitely don't get your reference.
You're the worst. All right, we are a day early, but here's the week of 11:23 to 11:30. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. All right. Your Wednesday, Deadpool Dailies. Wednesday, Red Hulk. Thursday, The Blue Falcon featuring Dino Mutt. Friday, Blue Psylocke. Saturday, Green Beast. Sunday, Black Bullseye. Monday, Red Steve Rogers. Tuesday, Green Sentry. And Wednesday is a Green Punisher. Speaking of Punisher, so I've been plowing my way through that show, season two. Daredevil?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I find? I just don't care.
Really?
Well, there was... This season had 7.5 seconds of Kingpin, and it made me realize that really all I loved about first season was I need more Kingpin.
Oh. Huh.
I could care less that Elektra exists. Punisher was uninteresting to me.
That portion I agree with.
No, I thought Elektra was dope. Mm. And I thought Stick was as well.
I like Stick. Could deal with less Elektra.
As a matter of fact, one of the only lines from season two that has totally stuck with me is, one of the guys is like, yeah, Elektra's talking to Stick, and he's like, Elektra's coming to kill you. And she's like, he's like, yep, Ellie was always a doer.
But now I'm into Luke Cage, so I'm starting to catch up on my Marvel shows here.
Cool. Mm.
All right.
Good choice.
Yeah, for your 5-day 4-star crash. Of the Titans. On the 18th, we had Invisible Woman Go. That one was pretty easy for me. It was probably pretty easy for Ray. Ian, how fare you?
I won.
Sweet.
I have her at something respectable-ish. I want to say I have her at like 424.
Oh, sweet.
And yeah, and I still have a bunch of ISO sitting around waiting to help me. So I took her up to like level 209. She was able to dominate Quicksilver.
Giggity?
Yeah, not really. Okay. It was good though. I got a, legendary token.
Sweet. I blew all my legendary tokens and have gotten nothing in any excitement. I got no Stephen Strange. Actually, that's not true. I did get a Stephen Strange.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I just remembered. I was like, no, wait. I'm a liar. I totally did get one.
What, a 5-star?
Yeah.
Huh. Nice.
Purple? Purple.
If you're looking at my roster, I believe you.
I'm not looking at your roster. I'm looking at my roster. I don't know nothing. I was just hoping that since Ray's turned out to be so excellent,
yellow.
You started... Oh, that's the best power, darn it.
It was a yellow.
Okay.
Coming up next on the 23rd will be my pal Cletus.
Carnage, if you will.
And so I think I should have a good go at that one. I don't know how you guys like the Cletus.
I don't know where I have him at. It's something low. If I have any of him, I think I have a couple levels of symbiote size, so maybe, but...
Yeah,
I know you've won in the past, so yeah. I know you will probably win this time.
I mean, I have him at level 250 of 552, so
wow.
I will symbiote side my way to victory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we discussed this last time. I'm at like 420, so I've got 4 symbiote sides. I have high expectations.
All right, and then coming up on the 28th after that is Quake, whom I'm also super excited with. I use her all the time nowadays.
I have her at 273. Right? Yeah.
So I expect to win the Quake one fairly easily.
Yeah, I'll check later when we're opening tokens and whatnot, because I either have her at 222 or 333. Either way, I'm not super, I'm right on the fence.
Well, you may just have to dump some ISO into her just to get her some hit points.
But, right, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have her at 223.
Yeah.
Right in the same area there.
All right. For your story events, right now we got the good old simulator going. 7,500 and 13,500 get you a Green Hulk. This is nice. 22,500 gets you that brand new Agent Venom.
Yeah.
So that was nice of them.
Yeah, I thought so too. That was very generous to put a brand new character right there in the...
In the rewards, yeah.
Yeah, it won the progression rewards, yeah. Which makes them...
42,000 for that CP. Top 10 folks get a Cletus. And 11 all the way down to 300 are Loki covers.
Okay.
In PvP, you got Identity Theft is running now. 800 is a Purple Mystique, 900 is a Red War Machine, 1200 for the CP, top 5 folks get a Wasp, 6 to 50 is Black Panther, so he's up next in Predator and Prey, 800 for a Blue Black Panther, or a Black and Blue Black and Blue Panther, I don't know, 900 Blue Wasp, 1200 for the CP, top 5 folks get an Agent Venom there, and 6 to 50 is Magneto.
Ooh, I hope that means an Agent Venom PvP event is on the horizon.
That could be. Next up, we got, there's some patch notes got released. There's a bug. Some known issues with the temporary invisibility from Venom is take cover power and Invisible Woman's new, changed grant invisibility.
Right. Correct.
So, when Black Suit is made temporarily invisible, he immediately loses his invisibility if there are no stunned opponents. So, since his mechanic says I become visible when nobody's stunned, that's breaking the invisibility he's getting from someone else.
Okay.
Characters that defend Colossus, Spider-Woman, Deadpool, and such do not defend when they are invisible.
Logical.
Well, they're invisible.
Yeah. Characters that are already invisible by an invisibility tile, such as Miles Morales or Professor X, display the amount of turns that they are temporarily invisible until the beginning of the next turn, when their own invisibility takes place again.
All right.
And if Bruce Banner has temporary invisibility and he transforms, when the countdown tiles from the other guy activates, he loses his invisibility.
I'm okay with that one, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think the Hulk should never be invisible. He'd just be like, look at me, I'm the Hulk.
I understand that, you know, is not the intent and you know, breaks the game mechanic, but technically.
Yeah. Absolutely fair.
Yeah, I'm okay with Banner being, a sissy guy hiding behind invisibility. Not Hulk. No.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Ray, I hear you broke She-Hulk.
Right. That is another bug. Hey, thanks for reminding me. I had completely forgotten.
It was seconds yes. ago.
So just before the we started recording, I got a She-Hulk cover, and I have her championed, and I pulled up the roster and clicked on the, what is it? It's a bright blue, I think it says just train, right? To add a level, and it came up and said, oh, congratulations, you've recruited She-Hulk, and then gave me the big unlock screen of unlocking She-Hulk, and I'm like, no, please don't add a second She-Hulk to my roster.
I don't really want the first one.
Nah, she's okay, but I definitely don't want to.
Right.
But yeah, then I go to my roster and take a look, and sure enough, it appears that they level. I don't remember what level she was, so I am assuming that she leveled. She was definitely not added.
Who's the master, Leroy?
Show enough.
There you go. Sorry, as soon as Ray said that, that's immediately popped into my head.
Sure enough. So I think it's still working and it's just showing you the wrong graphic.
Okay. So I feel like had it worked in the way that you feared it would, I feel like that would be in a lot of, in pretty much every scenario, superior. Like, at least for you. Because then you would have had two She-Hulks, and then so instead of getting the 500 ISO or whatever you would have gotten for leveling her up, you would have essentially gotten 1,000 free hero points. Because you would have a slot now that you could immediately open up for anybody else.
Once they came through and fixed it, you mean?
No, like, well, because you said you thought you had gotten, you know, the screen had suggested you were right. Getting a second She-Hulk. And I was like, that's, you know, not useful in character, but, you know, if it, you know, just gave you, you know, like forced her onto your roster and gave you a free slot, that'd be like a total jackpot, I would think.
Yeah, I would. I see what you're saying.
I'm to the point where slots are very expensive, and I would love to get, you know, some free rostering.
Sure. I don't have anybody to put in there right now, but yeah, absolutely. That's, yeah, they're all 1,000, so. But right. I think it did it correctly, so.
Okay. Just something to be mindful of. I'll also try to take care to know what levels people are before I add covers to them in case I get that effect.
Yeah. But there you go.
Okay. Hey, news is short this week. It's a short week. What's in the mailbag?
Oh, we had a news already? Wow. We actually had a ton of comments on this last show. Most of them were very positive. There were a couple.
Ton. His name? Bastard. Hey, don't, just keep going, man. I don't know what you're waiting for.
I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce this guy's name. On the D3 forums, Fumaid? I don't have any idea. It's with a PH. But in any case, he said that this is the first time he's heard the developers admit to a design mistake. He's really impressed and glad that they were upfront and honest about the issue. Everyone needs to listen to the first hour of the show. They talked a lot about issues, raised questions by the community. The podcast was exceptionally well done and informative. A monthly moderated session like this goes incredibly long way to helping players understand the direction of the game.
Oh, glad you liked it. We'll try and get them on as often as we can.
Nope, not until you say everybody must listen to the full show.
Especially that awesome introduction song.
I'm going to have to re-listen to the show because I do want to hear the interview, and I have no memory of what we sang at the top of the show. And believe me, when I said sang, I did air quotes.
Well, it was Bowie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Bowie.
Oh, no, it was Peter. Oh, it was Bowie. I get the joke now. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure now that you've told me that it was definitely not Bowie. Yeah, that's a good dude.
Dark Nova said, longest show ever. But yeah. If that's scaring away any potential I can't talk. Scaring away any potential new listeners.
Potential.
He said, don't worry. There are three instances of Craig singing, so you can just skip forward.
Oh, who earns you? Who earns?
But he said that the show is in particular is essential listening with awesome interview. And he suggests that our next interview has to be with Brigby so that he can properly introduce himself to the MPQ community.
Here, here. I've been trying to get Hi-Fi to come on this show for a year. I'll see what I can do.
I am the danger, our previous guest and patron, said that as for looking for time to run the strange event number two, he's hoping that they don't make us wait for the DVD release.
Oh, that'd be a little brilliant, but sinister.
He said he also said that for the character Rush idea that you had, Craig, he posted something similar back a while back. He said, this is a trade right copy mark infringement of his civil rights, and you will be hearing from his lawyer.
Wait a minute, isn't he a lawyer?
No.
Oh.
He's a PI.
Yeah.
Remember he told us that awesome story off-air that I really wish I'd recorded?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of, we had someone on who was a lawyer. He was unfrozen. He was a caveman.
What?
Sorry. I'm totally that was lost. A reference. Once upon a time, there was a glorious sketch called Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. And it was Phil Hartman dressed up as a caveman in a suit. And he would be like, Your Honor, I know I'm just a simple caveman, but my client deserves nothing less than full punitive damages, and he goes on and does a lawyer spiel.
I don't really understand things here, because after all, I'm just a caveman.
Just a simple caveman.
But there's one thing I do know. That my client should be held full recompense.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He's a caveman, now he's a lawyer. Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a simple thing.
It really is.
Where'd my life be without years of SNL? That's all I know.
Well spent.
So we got a lot of comments about our previous featured character of the week, Mr. Sam Wilson. Go through some of them. Mojave Desert Tortoise says that Captain Falcon goes well with Hawkbuster and Iron Fist. If you want to go crazy, you set your Hawkbuster to 355 because you're going to be using Captain Falcon's red. So you have purple makes black, black and blue makes red, your yellow and blue make shields, which your blue matches improve, your green and black make strike tiles, which your blue matches improve, your red makes huge damage numbers. he says it's overkill in most cases, but Falcon's damage is way better than Hawkbuster's, even without many shields out.
Oh,
sounds like an interesting plan. Skippy KGT says that his favorite team for the Falcon is Star-Lord and Big Punisher. Unfortunately, I don't have Punisher, the 4-star Punisher, hardly at all, so I can't really comment on this. But he says that Cap reduces Star-Lord's tiles to get the extra AP for their buffs. Punisher strikes go through the roof. Star-Lord gives countdown control and a ton of AP generation and reduction. And then when you're ready with red, he just crushes whoever you want to get out of the way. So
yeah, I'm on board with this Star-Lord, man. He has become a machine. Loving
yeah. him. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And Johnny Zero MPQ says that he uses Professor X with a 355 build, Ghost Rider with a 553, and Sam Wilson basically can go in any way, but 5 blue is important. And it's all about the strike tiles. You get your Professor X invisible, you throw out a red Ghost Rider tile countdown, you use all your matches to reduce that countdown so it's going off all the time, and your tiles, his post is kind of long, but basically the tiles, the strength of the tiles goes through the roof. I would like to try that out. I actually have all those characters. Big Smooth said that with his 4-star Sam Wilson, he actually, one thing that he wanted to mention was that the Aerial Avengers, how they reduce the countdown tiles, you got to be careful with that because there are some that you want to keep on the board, like 4-star Cyclops, Uncanny Strategist, 3-star Luke Cage's Jab Jab Cross, and Star-Lord's Everyone With Me. You want to keep those on board. You don't want them just counting down. Sure. Same is true for Deadpool's Countdown for What? And Winter Soldier's Moving Target. So there's a lot of characters you can just take right off the list of playing with them because you don't want that interaction happening. Anyway, I thought that was a lot of good information.
Absolutely, I agree.
On to other things. BBF2 says, wait, Craig is still using the same 3-star Cage Fist Wanda team for everything, even though he has a ton of champion 4-stars now?
That is mostly a true story. Although I've really been, you know, like I said, strangely enjoying Star-Lord with Ragnarok and Quake.
Sure. Ragnarok. That doesn't sound strange at all.
Yeah, because then Ragnarok's power costs like 4 red to make blue.
Oh, right.
I convert the blue, and I try to keep, you know, Ragnarok in front. The blue converts, makes green charge tiles, and then you just keep firing off earthquakes.
Interesting. Yeah, I would really like to get Quake Champion.
Oh, man. Big fan of Quakes. When Red Hulk hits you for 1 point of damage, or you're doing, you know, super ooped up, the thugs come out and fire their machine guns.
Sure. And you have resonance frequency guns to just make it all go away?
I just take 1 point of damage from the Tommy guns.
Oh, sure. That's pretty satisfying.
So you just
too.
Ignore the blue countdown tiles because they're meaningless.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Jordan from Jersey mentioned Invisible Woman. You know, I completely forgot that they were rebalancing her powers.
Stay away from me.
He said,
let me be. Don't want to be your wife no more. I'm going to break up the Fantastic Four now, woman. She's like the Yoko of the Fantastic Four.
You're like the Yoko.
I can totally do a Yoko song.
Oh, speaking of which, completely off topic, did you hear she put out she sang publicly again after the Trump election? Did you hear this? Don't. Uh-oh. Let me just tell you, don't look that up. Oh, it's painful. Ears bleeding.
Yeah. It's Yoko. She's the worst singer of all time.
Yeah.
Somehow, however, she can put out records. I should get a record deal. I'm totally about the Yoko.
On that, I do not disagree. Yeah. So, back to Jordan from Jersey.
Yeah, that
on Invisible Woman. He said he completed the crash today and thought her powers just seemed a little off, and now everything makes sense. Thanks, PW3. He also was looking up your clue of the week, and he said, good God, pun intended, Poseidon has a ton of children.
That is true.
Right, but I'm glad you were able to narrow it down. I mean, I guess from the information that Craig gave you, it could have been 4-star Triton or 3-star Pegasus that we were going to talk about, or it might have been the ever-elusive 5-star Percy Jackson, but thankfully, we were able to puzzle it down to just Cyclops.
Man, I totally want a crossover Percy Jackson character now.
Nobody wants that.
Power number one, the Lightning Thief.
Power number two, sink your own franchise after just 2 movies.
Yeah, seriously. However, his girlfriend went on to be in that first season of True Detective and turned into a super hottie.
I can't remember her name, but...
Alexandria...
Yes.
I don't know actresses, but she was Annabeth in Percy Jackson.
Dario, or...
Yeah!
Oh.
Holy smokes!
Yeah.
Thank God for Percy Jackson!
Yeah! It got her that role on True Detective.
Yeah! She is half a goddess. A+. But yes, absolutely.
Sorry, I had to look it up. Alexandria Daddario, I think is how you pronounce her name. Something like that. In any case, back to the comments. Electra Carson.
I don't know that guy.
Our friend Leonard said, one of his comments about what the interview was, he said, quote, I don't think 2 stars are off the table permanently. This is now a legal and binding contract. I'm really kind of hoping they go that direction. But in any case, Dewing Illinois said, hashtag threw up in my mouth a little during the opening.
Shut your face.
Oh, man, I got to re-listen to that show.
Oh, you just wait. I'm going to make Ian bust out some Audio Vox Vienna at some point show.
Oh, Vienna.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I'm going to just gonna try and make it just happen one day when no one's expecting it. Vienna.
Oh, now they're always going to be on their guard.
Nope. Well, I'm totally forgetting about it. No one knows that song but me and you.
That's true.
He also said Tar Heel Samurai sounds like a potential segment sponsor. I think it might have to be here.
Yeah, really?
So Craig said that, you brought up during the interview, you brought up the old boosts, right?
Right.
And he said, boosts are all in the corner like, damn it, Craig, we weren't hurting anyone. Why did you have to mention us?
Yeah, throwing boosts under the bus for no reason.
they're gonna come after your come after your boost, just like Clinton's gonna come after your guns.
they're tired of nerfing poor one star Venom, so they're just gonna take away Craig's unusable or his old boosts.
I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
Finally, Michael Corvin said, "Hey, any chance Ian could open his Uber stash of tokens on the podcast? or record what he gets and report back."
Wait a minute. Isn't Michael Corvin the head werewolf from Underworld?
I don't know.
Isn't it Michael Corvin?
I don't remember character names. All I know is that one dude had whips akimbo.
He did have whips akimbo.
And that was awesome.
It was. The new movie's coming out in January. Can't wait.
Yeah, Michael Corvin was the lead character in the second one.
Yeah, he's the werewolf, right?
Hmm.
Sure. I thought he was the crossover. I don't remember these movies. Sorry.
He's like the hybrid one. He gets together with what's her bucket, and then they have a kid.
He's the hero. The hero-ish. Yeah, he's the vampire werewolf half and half.
Yeah, and then she has a baby with him, and it's got crazy powers. And
I don't know.
I doubt it's him, but yes, that is the name.
Could be. Maybe it's caught on in acting circles, and, you know, I don't know. There was that other actor who likes Puzzle Quest. That's the other guy.
There was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's lots of people who like Puzzle Quest. There's only one person who's willing to promote it on Conan O'Brien's show, though.
That is all I have for listener comments.
All right. Good. We didn't know if it had ended or what was going on.
Just went to dead silence.
I didn't know if I was going to have to, in fact, resort to opening up one star tokens to fill time.
That would be amazing if you just sat here and went, next, one star storm. Next. One star storm. Next.
2 hour long show.
You wouldn't be getting any Yelena Bolognese. I mean, you got that going for you.
No, I definitely don't want those.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, guess what time it is now?
Holy smokes, it can't be. Is it time for everybody's favorite part of the show?
It is.
The featured character
of the week.
Feature character of the week.
This week brought to you by Tony Toe Screams. You got someone bothering you? Give a call out to Tony Toe Screams. His secret? Clamps! Tony Toe Screams.
That came across even better than I anticipated. What a great mobster name. I'll sick Tony Toe Screams on ya.
What do you think, Bosch? Should I give him the clamps?
Tony Toe Screams. It sounds like something that, when they paid those two psychologists a whole bunch of money to find out better ways to torture the prisoners at, where are we keeping prisoners now?
At Guantanamo?
Yes. When they paid them like $1 million each, they were like, how can we better torture people? Tony Toe Screams.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And as we all have learned by now, this week's featured character is none other than Craig's Marvel hero number one. Ugh. 4-star Cyclops.
It just makes me so sad on so many levels.
Let's talk about, from what I've heard, one of the finest 4-star characters available today. He's a red, yellow, and blue classic right there character. His red power combined forces, it will cost you 10 red AP, and it'll deal 543 damage and destroy a chosen basic tile. If you have 10 or more team-up AP, instead, drain 10 team-up AP and deal 585 damage and destroy a chosen row. So that's sad damage-wise, but classy with the row. But it ramps up really fast. Takes you all the way up to either 2,000...
Takes you all the way. Hosanna, yeah. Takes you all the way.
2,720 or 5,987, which one day will become even better when he is dealing either 5,394 damage or 11,851 damage and destroying a chosen row.
Yeah.
That's good living. Uncanny Strategist, yellow ability. It'll cost you 5 yellow AP. He will create a 4-turn yellow countdown tile. While one of these tiles is on the board, friendly team-up matches generate an additional 2 AP of the team's strongest color and increase the duration of this tile or of these tiles by 1. So, as this goes up, the next level gets you 3 AP in the strongest color. Then it's a 5-turn tile. then it's then matching increases the duration of these tiles by 2. And then at level 5, he creates a 6-turn countdown tile that you gain 4 AP from, and you can increase it by 2 per match. And finally, Called Shot. It's blue. It'll cost you 8 AP. It destroys all red basic tiles in a 3x3 area around a selected tile, generating AP and dealing 155 damage. Let's see. Then it deals more damage. Then it can destroy red basic strike, attack, or protect tiles. More damage. And finally, it does still more damage and destroys a 5x5 area around the selected tile. So optimally, you'll be doing 3,116 damage and destroying the red basic strike, attack, and protect tiles in a 5x5 grid. Like all times, I don't have him. I do have him, but I, you know, I only have him at like 3-3-3, so I don't really know too much about building him. My only concern with the middle power would be that I don't always know. I mean, the game tells me, but I would have a hard time understanding how to control what your team's strongest power is. So that would make me think maybe I don't want to up that too much, and a 6-turn countdown tile as opposed to a 5-turn countdown tile isn't that much better. Although 4 AP as opposed to 3 AP doesn't. Yeah, 5-3-5 seems like a winner to me.
Yes, absolutely. I think I got him up. I was at like a 3-5-5. Yeah, that doesn't work because blue makes red and yellow, if you use it correctly, makes red.
Right.
And yeah, his red can be so devastating. So I have him at level 272. Champ not too long ago.
Okay.
And yeah, he was boosted a little bit this last week.
Sure. Man,
he is
devastating.
One of my favorite characters. He's just so incredible. He can make so much red. His red, like you said, 12,000 damage when you get a charge, and you can charge that so quickly with his other powers.
Yeah, with the other two. And plus, you know, with targeting specific tiles and specific rows, and I feel like he's got an element of where he can really manage the board and creating cascades for himself. Yeah, he seems all, again, both versions of Cyclops sound amazing. This one is absolutely no exception.
Yeah, at one point during our podcast, I belittled him because he didn't do much damage. No, as soon as you get him up in a few levels, like I think I had him at 180-ish for a while, he was powerful then. You don't have to have him champion. But obviously, the more covers you get, the better that gets. But yeah, he's one of my favorite characters to use now, not just because of the damage, but the fact that his powers are, they're different, they charge each other, and they're just kind of just fun to use.
Yeah, he seems very good. I mean, I've used him at 3-3-3, especially if he's a required character, and he's very effective. I think I won his crash, so that was, you know, a good sign.
Nice.
You know, we really need a Havoc character so the two of them can fight and not damage each other.
I agree.
That makes
Havoc would be a sweet character. I mean, he's not going to be, but
yeah. I don't know, I have him at 5-5-2, but he's only level 125. So for me, he's not, you know, a big damage dealer quite yet.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure once I can, you know, get him champed, I'll probably use him more often. He's got to be good with Star-Lord as well, right? Because, you know, you get the cheaper red, the cheaper blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I thought we were not pairing him with Star-Lord because Star-Lord... Oh, no, wait. Who's reducing countdown tiles? That is bad. It wasn't Star-Lord. It was someone else. We just talked about them moments ago, maybe in the comments.
Falcon.
Yeah, that guy. Boo for that guy. Hooray for a new Star-Lord.
Yeah, Star-Lord makes that blue and red fire off so much more quickly.
Yeah, again, he's another character that I have very little of and possibly none. I'll have to look at my roster, but I don't know what they did to him. I have no idea what changes they made to him, but man, he went from being the Star-Lord to... 4-star Iron Man 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
Just about.
Yeah. He is in every team that I hear about. He's just all over the place.
Have we talked about Star-Lord? Has he been one of our characters?
Well, he was prefixed.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about him again.
I figure once we get through all the 4-stars, maybe we have a quick revisit of all the changed 4-stars.
People who have been... Sure.
Yeah. I'd be on board with that.
The first 4-star we did was Cho.
Yeah, so he needs talked about. Dinoful Devil Dino needs talked about. Invisible Woman needs talked about. clearly Star-Lord needs talked about. And I guess we're going to have to make an effort to sneak in 3-star Strange at some point.
You know what everybody's talking about? Everybody's talking about my tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on.
I didn't see that coming. I was really trying to figure out where that was going, and it was well played, Craig. All right, well, Cyclops, he's our featured character of the week, brought to you by none other than Tony Toe Screams.
Clamps! What's we got in the vine time? Ian, let me tell you something about my vine real quick.
Okay.
You remember the long, dark nightmare that was the Quark's disaster?
Where you couldn't get a yellow?
All right, I'm reliving that nightmare, only now it's freaking Thor.
Really?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Thor covers in my vine, 6 of which are yellow. I can't get 1 green. All I need is 1 green. Why can't I just get 1 green?
Well, I'm glad you keep testing this theory for me, because I, again, and we were suspicious about it until you started rostering Moonstone.
Yep.
Because I have that same phenomenon. Not in, you know, in one of my games, all I could draw was 2-star Daken. And I thought, well, why not? I'll sell, you know, a champion 144 2-star and roster Daken, because I've got, you know, 8 Daken covers here on my vine, and I have the ISO. Let's get this done. And I do it. And I've not drawn one since I've rostered him. Not one.
No.
Wow.
Absolutely zero. As soon as you roster someone, your chance of pulling that person drops dramatically. I'm sure that's not true, but in my experience.
Yeah. The only other thing on my vine is my 17th Purple Star-Lord. And that's only a slight exaggeration. This has to be at least 10th or 11th Purple Star-Lord.
I understand. That's sad, but I'm in the same boat. I have you beat, though. You said you had 7 Thor covers?
I do.
I have 8 2-star Storm covers.
Wow.
And cannot get a yellow for her. I got her 5, 5, 2 or whatever it is, whatever the order is, but I need 1 yellow. I need that 1 yellow cover, and she'll just level like a madman. But in addition to that, I've got some other 2-stars that aren't worth mentioning. Deadpool is, I'm going to be selling him. Well, I might as well just do it now, because I still need 2 covers, and I'm not getting that here in the next few hours.
4-star Deadpool.
Yeah, my 4-star Deadpool. I've got a green chalk. That's not happening, but I'm going to hold on to him. I think all the rest is... Nope, I've got a purple Ant-Man. So my Ant-Man is in the same place as the Star-Lord. Got all the purple and nothing else.
Yep.
Ha! Yeah, that's one of your special... I think that's one of your hero abilities, is to get 5 of one color and 0 of all the rest.
Yeah. All right. I trade that power in? That would be...
Sure. All right. Thank you guys for... unintentionally stalling, but as soon as I tried to log on, I was like, oh, thanks, it's going to add 114 right now.
Oh, you just got the patch.
So I had to sit there and watch it do its little patch update, and now, man, Agent Venom, you're not Doctor Strange. No one likes you. That's not true. Lots of people like him. He's likable.
I'll talk about this later. Go ahead.
What?
I had something I want to bring up next, but hit me with your mind. Fire away.
I'm trying. I got to go through all of today's news, and I don't know that my vine's interesting or have anything on it. Oh, it's the least interesting it's been in a long time. Although the only thing that I could say is that's potentially of any interest is I am 1 3-star Daken away from needing to champion 3-star Daken.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 3-star Daken covers.
It's not exciting, and yet I want to champion all of the 3 and 4s. So.
Right. So I'll just let Daken chill there. I'm thinking about it, because he's a decent character.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. But there's a Gamora there, too. Also tempting. All right. That's a terrible vine. Craig, tell me something.
Oh, I was just going to go to rewards for the week. So I got that 5-star Strange, but I also got the ever-long elusive 3rd yellow for Sue Storm.
Oh, nice. Oh,
so I am trying to save up enough ISO to champion her next.
Oh, that reminds me. How's your Invisible Woman doing there, Ray?
Not so good.
Would you say that she's at a 0-0-0?
Strangely enough, she is right now. Yeah.
All right. All right.
She managed to disappear off my roster.
That was a lot of hero points.
Yeah, I couldn't resist. It was 6,000 hero points to sell Sue, and I debated it for quite a while, but I don't use her. I never use her in an event. I use her for the crash. Maybe I can get her invisibility power before her crash comes around again.
Probably.
But, I couldn't resist those hero points. I just couldn't do it. So, she got sold. She's probably the only time I'm going to do that, because the moment I did it, I kind of regretted it. But hey, I got those 6,000 hero points now.
That's true. That's six slots if you need them.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine doing it. Can't believe you pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah.
Even after Ian asked you to resist temptation.
I did?
You did?
No, I'm pretty sure he said give in.
Yeah. Oh! All right, I misunderstood.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I encouraged him to do the opposite. And Ray is a longtime trigger puller. Ever since he spent the CP getting a specific 4-star cover, I was like, yes, Ray is a doer. Ray gets the job done.
Nice callback.
Yeah, thanks.
like I said, though, it's probably the only one I'm ever going to do. I couldn't resist the temptation. Well, and also, I figured they're going to be, that strange event might be coming around, maybe, next couple months, maybe?
Could be.
That's where I spent all my hero points last time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That really paid off, so.
All right.
Lead on, Craig.
Yeah, I feel like that was your cue, Craig. Oh. A natural progression, unless you want me to start on these.
Did anybody else get anything good this week?
Whoops. Oh, hold on, I've already started. It was an accident. But I can't stop now.
You opened a token?
I did. I opened a standard token.
Well, it's brought to you by this guy.
Oh, those are just standard tokens.
Oh.
But they are opening tokens, so I guess it is brought to you by this
Hooray!
Guy. And it was a red 1-star Hawkeye. There's a green Juggernaut. Ooh, it's a 3-star.
Hooray!
That's a Quicksilver. it was a green Quicksilver.
Yeah, he's lost his partner Sue Storm now, so it's not as cool.
Yeah, there's a blue Black Widow, and I gotta be conservative with these, so we'll do, it's a green Storm, 1-star.
You gotta be conservative with the couple hundred tokens you got?
I do, because my alliance is too good now, and anywhere where I would expect to not participate in an event and get more standard tokens, I'm not. I'm getting elite tokens now.
Oh, so that's now a shame.
So now I'm going to have to start hoarding elite tokens instead?
Don't do it.
Man, you make my head
Oh,
hurt.
By the way, I did get another reward during the week I completely forgot about. I managed to get another Black Widow, 5-star.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she is at a 003. I'm really working on that red in my ledger thing.
Right.
Yeah, you do like that.
I'm gonna get it up to 5 before I get anything else.
I have got nothing to report as the rewards of the week. My play has dropped off significantly. I played, more than expected during Doctor Strange time. So now it's, lashing back in the opposite direction, and I'm playing my Deadpool daily and then finding something else to do with my time, like go to sleep.
I like sleeping.
Good plan.
Right. But I will open an extra token here when we get to the token opening segment.
Do it, Doug!
All right. This is a latest legend. It's a hopefully 4-star... It is. How about... Oh, okay. I need that. It's a yellow thing. Rock solid.
I like him.
I do, too. He's A-okay. All right. I'm going to line up here on the Eye of Agamotto. And it's a... Ah, nuts. It's a 5-star. Woohoo! 5-star strange.
Oh, I hate you more.
All right, I'm all done.
You're the worst.
What color? What color?
Purple.
Yeah, okay. It's the one I don't have. I would really like to have one of those.
Hate you both.
If I could, but you have one. I was the last person.
Ray's got like a zillion of them.
Right? If I could gift him my Eye of Agamotto, I would.
You would.
All right, I am purposefully going to click on the Eye of Agamotto in this image. Because I'm not superstitious in any way. It doesn't matter. It's a 4-star. And... Oh, that's usable. It's a surgical strike.
Oh.
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
He is now really my highest level character at a big 281. That gave me 2,500 ISO. Not that I need that right now, but
I will soon.
Not that I need that.
What? What do you want about?
I don't need no ISO.
I will. I've got, I've got 450,000 right now.
Holy snikes. I wish I did. I would totally champion me a invisible woman. All right. Well, I don't have any Ladies Legends tokens because, like I said, I spent them all. So I'm going to spend 20 CP on a classic. Click on this here Phoenix. It's sadly a 4-star. Ugh. It is Sam Wilson Dive Bomb. Stupid Sam.
Where do you have him at?
I don't know. Let me train him up here.
We just talked about him and gave you a whole bunch of ideas on how to use him.
Yeah, I still don't like him. That got him to a 5-4-4, though.
Oh, there you go. Fully covered. That's excitement.
So, what level did I say I had him at? He's at level 225.
That's pretty good.
So he's
not
actually
that
higher.
Far off.
He'd be easier to champion than my Invisible Woman. She's at level 200. So now I've got a conundrum. Which one to champion West. First?
You don't have any extra covers?
No. No, I had to sell my Invisible Woman last week so that I could champion... who was the last person I championed? Deadpool?
Sure. Quake?
I think it was Deadpool.
What you could do is champion Falcon America, and I hear you get a lot of hero points and ISO 8 for selling Invisible Woman now that she's been tinkered with.
Well, not my Invisible Woman.
Oh.
If I went to what sell mine, she'd be only worth 3,500 hero points.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's still a lot of hero points.
And 58,000 yeah. ISO. That's not going to be enough.
That's tons. Yeah, you're right.
There you go. So that's the tokens brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the network.
Oh, my goodness. It's called the soon-to-be-named network. It is a network of like-minded podcast shows that you could enjoy by going to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It's got such fine shows as The Long Box Heroes and The Long Box Heroes After Dark, a comic book-themed podcast. You can enjoy The Prime Defective, which is a companion podcast to Star Trek The Next Generation. There's The Profane Arguments, which is an atheist and free-thinking podcast spearheaded by none other than, you guessed it, Ray, featuring this guy. and this guy being me, not this guy, the sponsor. I don't want to drag poor Gene Dixon into anything that they don't want to be associated with. What other good shows do we have on there? There's the Prodigal Sons podcast featuring this guy. There is the Podvocacy, which is a pop culture show featuring Jason and Dave. We've got the Fresher on Parlant show, a live YouTube show. And that's it.
You're fitting the Sugar Glaze Hour, a Cinnabon-themed podcast featuring
I
Tom.
Thought I was actually forgetting something, but that is... I don't know what to... I haven't eaten at a Cinnabon. I mean, I have a vague, pretty clear idea of what they serve, but I didn't know any specifics, so I couldn't give the show a clever title. That's the soon-to-be-named network available. All the links are available on our webpage, on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go to soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Danger's complaining on the Discord that you yet again mispronounced Dokken, the Dream Warrior.
Oh.
So
yep.
Take that, Ian. Take
noted.
That.
Noted. It will be upwards of 5 to 12 minutes before I forget that. But thank you.
That's all we got this week. As always, thank you for joining us. Check out the updates, puzzlewarriors3.com. Get us on your favorite podcasting flavor. Comments, suggestions, hate crimes, whatever. Contact us via the website. You can leave us on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit.
Yeah. I'm trying to minimize those.
Or on the discuss feature on our webpage, or shoot us an email, any of those ways. Hey, kids, it's like time to order things for Christmas. Click on our Amazon banner and buy some stuff for your loved ones. Because don't you love us? Just a little. Because that's what we'll get to. A little love.
If you're wondering what to get Craig, lots of tchotchke.
If you'd like to buy me the entire collection of Willy Wonka Pops, minus the Willy Wonka one, because that one I have.
I would like to discourage everybody listening from getting Craig anything for any reason. But I am a bit curious. So.
Or you can become one of our sweet, sweet patrons by going to the Patreon link from our site and signing up for that. So that's all we got this week. Bye for now. And remember, kids, first we're going to rock, then we're going to roll, then we let it pop. Don't let it go! It's gonna be- Good night, everybody.
I can't wait to add that music.
That was so intense.
Yeah, it was.
Ah, never seen that side of Craig before.
Good night, all.
Bye, friends.
Good night. Me against you, whatever, whenever you gon' do.